the primitive forms of artificial intelligence we already have proved very useful. But I think the development of full artificial intelligence could spell the end of the human race. Once humans develop artificial intelligence, it would take off on its own and redesign itself at an ever-increasing rate. Humans, who are limited by slow biological evolution, couldn't compete and would be superseded.
You see, I've been saying this for ages. No one listens. Stephen Hawking comes out and says it. Suddenly it's a big deal. I wonder just how true it is. Right now on the Gold Coast, issues like that are being debated at the Pacific Rim International Conference on Artificial Intelligence. The chair of the conference is Professor Toby Walsh, and amongst other, or many things, is the adjunct professor at UNSW's Department of Computer Science and Engineering, and he joins us now. Toby, is it time to accept that both Stephen and I are right?
I wouldn't want any of your listeners to start losing sleep over it. It's something that we should be talking about, but it's not going to happen overnight. It's not going to happen for quite a few years yet. It's a big, difficult nut to crack, making computers more intelligent.
Right. So it's like climate change. Don't worry about it.
Well, climate change, I think, is something that's much more relevant, much more coming to hit us much quicker than artificial intelligence will do. And certainly we should be addressing climate change before we have to worry about some of the things that Stephen and yourself have been prophesizing.
I should say mine's based on pretty much nothing except pessimism. I would listen more to Stephen. I understand that people would. As I understand it, though, this is based a lot on a concept called singularity, which has something to do with where the intelligence of artificial intelligence is equivalent to or greater than human intelligence. Can you explain that concept?
Yes, so this is an idea that the well-known futurist Ray Kurzweil has been putting forward, which is that if we actually get intelligence to computers to be able to learn, then at some point they're actually going to be able to start improving themselves. And because they don't have our limitations in terms of our speed and our memory and so on, they'll get to some point where they have more intelligence than us, and it will snowball, and eventually it's not clear whether there's any limit. Now, personally, I actually think that maybe there are some fundamental laws, like Einstein taught us, you can't actually go faster than the speed of light. Maybe there are some fundamental limits to intelligence that
we might
run into.
Okay, yeah, because I'm going to say it seems perfectly logical to me, almost an inevitability. But yeah, as you say, there might be some kind of limit that would mean that you can't break through the barrier of some description. But if singularity is going to happen, how far away are we talking?
Oh, well, that's a good question. People have been saying it's going to happen in about years.
Sorry, you're broken up. I think the machines are trying to make sure that you don't give us the truth there, Toby. Can you say it again?
People have been saying it's going to take another 30 or 40 years for about the last 30 or 40 years.
Right.
And if you ask people today, they'll still tell you, and I will tell you, it will still take another 30 or 40 years. You've got to remember the human brain is the most complicated system in the universe that we know of by orders of magnitude. And the more I've spent my professional life working on trying to make computers intelligent, and the more respect I have for that. The intelligence that you see even in a young child is just something to behold.
But if we're that intelligent, we might end up making something intelligent.
We will. I'm sure we will. I mean, I wouldn't be working in the field if I didn't think we could get there.
Fair enough. There is an issue, though, about what scientists do here and the responsibility they take. Do you think they need to take it really seriously? And is it possible that a rogue scientist who doesn't respect any kind of ethical or strategic limits might cause some problems?
Yes, we should take it responsibly. We do have to start worrying about it. In fact, I am chairing the very first conference that's actually looking at this issue next January, alongside the Association for the Advancement of Artificial Intelligence. We're holding a conference to look at very precisely these issues, that we think it's about time we can see in the next 30 or 40 years building machines where we have to start worrying about this. I'm not the only one. The United Nations and various other people are worried about it. Autonomous weapons are something that's certainly coming into view now, and something where I think, you know, as a society we need to discuss and debate and perhaps even come up with, you know, some bans like we have for chemical weapons and nuclear weapons. About the limits that we should put this technology to.
Well, what does a ban on artificial intelligence look like?
We're not talking about a ban on artificial intelligence. I mean, the thing is, with all technologies, there's good and bad you can do with them. there's a possibility here that, you know, we can take lots of the drudgery away from life and liberate us and solve many of our financial problems.
Yeah.
But equally, though, you know, it could be put into weapon systems and used to fight wars and kill people more efficiently. And so, you know, maybe we should be looking for particular bands of the technology. You just said nuclear technology. There are good uses, nuclear power. Even that's being discussed now in Australia. And there are also bad uses, of course, nuclear bombs.
All right. I'm nervous. I feel a bit better that at least it's some way off in the distance, 30, 40 years, if that's the case. You know, I can get some good living done in the meantime. So I'll take some comfort from that, Toby. In the meantime, I'm going to leave it in your hands. Just sort it out with the rest of the scientists and make sure this doesn't get out of hand, okay?
We will do. Thank you for talking to me.
No, not at all. It's always a joy. Professor Toby Walsh, adjunct professor at UNSW's Department of Computer Science and Engineering. Right, I want to know if you're scared. Because I am. But I scare a bit easy sometimes. 0418-226-576 or Twitter at RN Drive. Movies have been predicting this for years, says one text, and that is absolutely true. They have been predicting it for years. I was reading some analysis actually about it that just said we could have a war over this, and maybe the war would be between people who support artificial intelligence and those who don't. And then that would be kind of the cleavage point. Gives the war its expression, and it could be all apocalyptic. Oh, I don't know. It's frightening for me to think about. By the way, we're almost there. Join us on Twitter, at RN Drive. 10 followers to go. And then I'll set a new target. You see the way it works? Yeah, I got the psychology sussed. Who's going to be number 6,000? Let it be you.